Beth Barbush and Yutaka Houlette created Youth in Silence, a collage of voices pulled from interviews with youth and youth advocate Michael Carter. Barbush, Art on Purpose's community outreach coordinator, recorded more than 30 interviews with youth between the ages of 9 and 18, asking each participant how silence plays a role in his or her life. The voices you'll hear touch on the recurring topics from the discussions: how silence relates to the idea of voice, when it is heard and not heard, and how and why the choice is made to keep or break his or her own silence.
Well, my voice is always heard, because if you're not listening to me, then I'm going to make you listen to me.
I like to kind of be the silent one and then hear what other people are thinking and be able to put things together and try to use little clues that I can pick up on to figure out what people are thinking.
I don't know.
I don't know what to say most of the time.
Sometimes it's hard.
You can't just always say what's on your mind.
To tell somebody,
it hurts people's feelings.
But that you really want to tell, but you just don't know how.
Because of my silence, the problem kept getting bigger and bigger.
I think in a lot of ways there's the power of actually hearing people.
It's like opening a room. Like, the room is so stored up with all what they have to say. So I'm like, all right, so you talk. And it cleaning out the room, make it clear. So then that gives me a chance to put my stuff in their room. You get it?
Yep, because when you listen, you learn a lot.
Education is the key, it's the tool, it's the great equalizer. It's your way up and out.
You don't talk at all in class, you're not supposed to talk. Because you're really supposed to be silent in class.
Usually me, I'm kind of shy, quiet, and I got my report card. It said that I need to participate more.
Be talk. Everybody says that. I got this award for most improved because I used to talk so much in class. My teacher said that I could talk somebody to death. And then I got a most improved because I stopped talking so much.
My parents always say, you sit in the class and make a lot of noise, and then you got the kids that want to learn. They can't learn because you're making a certain amount of noise.
I would like everyone to just be quiet and listen and take notes and pay attention so that it doesn't annoy me.
Well, sometimes I get out of control and make a lot of noise, but then I got my times when I'm just chilling, just sitting around quiet. Like, we got 90 minutes in class, and they try to make you work the whole 90 minutes and just sit and be quiet and just work.
I just do my work and get it turned down. I sit there quiet to the next class.
The struggle at school becomes easier because it's no longer a struggle for them. They join. That struggle now is at home. So you have households where young people walk around and don't communicate, and in a lot of cases don't even speak to the breadwinners. They don't openly communicate with anyone other than peers.
And I don't have no mother to go talk to. So only the person I can depend on is my grandmother. My father's somewhere else. So who else should I go talk to? The only person I really can talk is my peers.
You can talk to your friends any kind of way. With your mother, it's different. Because some things you tell your friend, you can't go back and tell your mother the same thing. I mean, you can tell her the same thing, but not word for word.
Because I feel that to say something would only create anarchy in a household.
You arguing with your parents. You say, yeah, they say something to you. You don't want to say nothing back to avoid disrespecting them.
When I choose not to speak, they're usually bad things. So if I said everything I wanted to say, it would just be volcanic.
I would rather have said something, but I didn't, because I didn't want to take whatever was going to come to me as a result of saying that, I guess.
It's a barrier that exists, and that barrier is a barrier of silence. And across that barrier, we must break down those lines between father and son, mother and daughter.
There are some adults you can talk to about other people, yourself, talk about anything to them. And then there are some adults that you just have to completely watch yourself with.
My whole family just very opinionated, so anything bothers, we always just talk.
I can tell my sister a lot. You just get everything out. You get all your air, all your problems.
Like my father told me when I was younger to always speak my mind, so it's whatever I had to say, I make sure it's heard.
Most of the time when I'm talking to my mother, and she look at TV and stuff, I'm talking on the phone. She say, Javon, be quiet because now I'm supposed to talk while I'm talking when I'm on the phone, when she's on the phone.
I get mad at my mother because she's talking and yelling, screaming, or turns the TV on.
When I tell my mother stuff, sometimes I think that she don't hear me. So sometimes make me feel kind of a little bit upset. Sometimes I have to listen to them. And even though I don't feel like listening to them, sometimes I still listen to them. And then, but they don't want to listen to me.
What you see on a larger scale is young people crying out in a negative way because they don't believe, once again, that me as an older person understand where they are right now.
He's really old, so he's got all these boring stories, boring information, which I'm sure would be useful to me in 20 years.
When I tell my grandmother stuff, she really don't understand. But I try to tell her, she hear me, but she just don't, you know, acknowledge it.
I like talking to my grandmother because she goes on about nothing, and it's really funny. It's like serious and it's funny at the same time.
When she was little, none of this was happening. Like in this new world with our generation, it's a whole different thing. So she really don't know. So that's why I can really relate to my peers at school because we all live in the same generation and we really experiencing the same exact thing.
And I don't really like sharing it because they don't really understand where I'm coming from because they don't understand my political views and stuff like that.
Z is for the animal that broke out the zoo, building parameters and damage anyone in my view. The cannibals here, ain't no telling what I might do. Plus I got 40 other animals that feel like I do. They say actions be louder than words, so why should I talk you to death?
To break the silence, the lines of communication must be kept open. Because they don't have any role models. And you must continue to model proper behavior.
I'm trying to set an example for my little sister and my twin and my big brother, and he's on the street. My brother has a hard head. Every time I talk to him, you think my words will get through him? It goes through one ear and out the other. That's how it goes.
Well, you can't tell anybody or make anybody do anything, but you can always give your opinion about it.
You can't go in somebody's mind and tell them what to do. You can't rearrange their whole opinion. So my voice would not be heard because they wouldn't really care.
If I feel like that something is unfair, I will speak up about it.
Because I wanted to say something, I speak my mind.
Because, you know, I can't keep depression in. You gotta get it out.
Try to get it all out because, like they say, you only live once. And if you don't have nothing to say all through your life, you really had no story.
But I can't tell a man stop selling drugs and stop making money, so, I mean, who am I to say anything? I mean, I know I have a voice, but out there, you had the strongest voice, but it really wouldn't matter.
My rage has no change. Blame society for how the hood raised me. Crazy from poverty, got a dollar and a dream, trying to scheme on the lottery. We get broke every month with this messed up economy. So honestly, 9 to 5 works irrelevant. That's why I'm in the lab, stashing the medicine. Feds take a look at me, I'm flushing the evidence. Too many spend their days in the cage for negligence. But not I, blessed with a third eye. Bird's eye, never will you hear I. Observe how I hold the game, observe. By hold the game or all angles, you know the name, Zo.
You must continue to speak, even if you feel they not listening, because they're gonna hear you.
That's why breaking the silence is important, so you can shed some light on a dark situation.
One day, my words will get through them, and when they do right, I will feel happy because I never gave up, and I just kept talking.